If you like John Carlson, you'll love Glenn Beck this morning at 9 on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
He's been able to get out of the pocket. He's hit seven different receivers, and now Kurtz, what a catch! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Jermaine Kurtz!
I think I counted five people who had a shot at tackling Jermaine Kurtz, former Husky standout. And none of them made it. I mean, that was when a victory became a rout. Here's Jermaine Kurtz, a former Husky who became a Seahawk walk-on player, made the team. Went to Lakes High School in Lakewood, which is known far and wide as the city from which Senior Chief Executive Producer Philip J. Vandervoort III hails from. Again, undrafted, but was signed by Seahawks general manager John Schneider, made some great catches, including a tough touchdown catch in the second half. Como's Mike Ferrari caught up with Jermaine right after the game.
Oh, Como,
how does it feel to be a Super Bowl champ?
Hey, it feels amazing. You know, hey, shout out to Seattle, shout out to Lakewood, man, I love you guys.
Tell me about that catch. I mean, I thought you were down and you just kept going and you scored. How did it feel to score a Super Bowl touchdown?
I was just getting my Golden Tate on, you know, I was just doing a little bit of what he does, you know, but it feels amazing, you know, to make that play for our team and to win a championship.
To win this, well, I mean, what does it say about this team and the journey you guys have been on since July?
Oh, man, this team is amazing. You know, we all want to play for each other. We all want to see each other do well. And I feel like that's what makes our team so special.
Has it sunk in, what you guys just did?
No, it has not sunk in yet, but I'm pretty sure it will soon.
All right, it's beginning to sink in on just about everybody. Now, in terms of predictions, I said that I had predicted that it'd be 27-24 Seahawk victory. Phil predicted that Denver would only score 9 points. And they scored 8.
Not too far off, huh?
Well, we're halfway there. Yeah. How many points did you predict the Seahawks would score?
I only figured the Seahawks were good for about 13.
So, other than another 4 touchdowns and a safety, yeah, you were spot on.
Yeah. I thought Hauschka was going to have more impact in the game.
KVI listener Garth Edwards. Garth, if you're out there, you posted the closest prediction that I have seen. He predicted a 31-13 victory for the Hawks. The final was 43-8.
I mean, most everybody, like you said, was saying close game, you know, field goal, touchdown game. But Garth, he was pretty close.
Well, yes. Now, in terms of just embodying the blowout nature of the victory, we had Paul from Woodinville who called in and did predict a final score of 477-0.
Yeah.
So he was a wee bit high on the Seahawks score.
A little overboard there.
Not that far off.
You can feel the enthusiasm.
And it was just, again, a sensational game because no one can say we won this game because of a fluke, or no one can say we won this game because the Denver Broncos had an off day. But this really was a mismatch. Our offense better than their defense, and that tells you how great our defense, or our defense better than their offense, and that tells you how great our defense is, because Denver came into this game with not only the league's best offense, they came in with the highest scoring offense ever. Ever. So you could have made a claim up until yesterday that Denver had the best offense in NFL history. And yesterday, I think the Seahawks just essentially dismantled it. Speaking of Denver, very interesting. John Elway brought, I think, 3 Super Bowl victories to Denver and became very much a big man throughout the Denver area. Owns a very successful fleet of car dealerships. Then became the Denver Broncos general manager. We have always had problems with John Elway because when he was at the height of his fame, Seattle was in the American Conference in the Western Division along with San Diego and Oakland. And the teams, none of the teams in the division really got along very well. But we had this big, big time rivalry going with the so-called Orange Crush with Denver. And so you understand why there's not a love lost, not a lot of love lost to John Elway. However, something about John Elway impressed me, and that is the guy's politics. He was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace.
I believe that, you know, as a country that, you know, we're given the opportunity to succeed or not succeed. And I think that, you know, for us to be able to, I don't believe in safety nets. Obviously, we got to have some kind of safety nets. But I think that my philosophy is when you're given the opportunity to go take advantage of that. And I think that that's when you get the best out of people. And so my beliefs align best with the GOP. I wouldn't say I'm way right. You know, I'm middle right. I've been fortunate to be in business, and I'm one of those that believe that, you know what, you got to give a little to get some. And so I'd like to see us be able to free up Congress a little bit and say, okay, we need to give up a little bit to give a little bit. And if we were able to do that and we acted more like businessmen in that situation, I believe that we'd be getting a lot more done.
What he's talking about is the government needs to give up a little more. The government needs to give some ground. And on that score, you know, I think John Elway is on target, because if bigger government and more government spending can make a society prosperous, shouldn't we be at the height of our prosperity right now? If bigger government and more spending made a country prosperous, shouldn't we be at the height of our prosperity right now at this moment? Answer is, yeah, if bigger government and more spending was the way to make it happen. But it's not. Most of the show today we have devoted to various angles of the Seattle Seahawks' spectacular, magnificent victory in the Super Bowl yesterday, 43-8 over the Denver Broncos. Or the way I put it is, the experts were right. They told us the best offense and defense would be on the field in the Super Bowl. They were. Both belonged to the Seahawks. It was that domineering a performance by Seattle. Nobody had a bad game on our team. Everybody played well. Most players played incredibly well. And the result was something that nobody anticipated or predicted, and that is a huge blowout. In fact, the third biggest lopsided victory in Super Bowl history. Pete Carroll just got done talking to the press before the Seahawks left the hotel. They're flying home, chartered jet. They are asking people not to visit the airport because there's going to be a big parade. They want people to put all their energy into attending the parade on Wednesday. Here's Pete Carroll.
This was your biggest margin of victory all year. So how do you explain that? Are you surprised that you won by so much in this game?
Well, I think this is kind of seen in the past. Sometimes games go, sometimes it can be kind of like an avalanche. You know, they just, the scores start happening, the field position just tilts, and everything goes your way. We were really ready. And we were really ready for the opportunities. The first score, you know, we had nothing to do with that one. It was just unfortunate for them on the snap and all. But from that point on, we really seized the night. Whenever you play turnover football like that, like we, you know, it's the formula that we try to live by. And then you get four turnovers and they get none. You know, the game's going to go that way. We had great kicking game play as well. So we really were able to put the whole formula together. And that was what the output came out of.
See, that's the irony of this. I had predicted a three-point Seahawk victory did it on the basis that these are two very evenly matched teams, and the Denver Broncos not only had the best offense this season, they scored the most points of any team in NFL history. And yet what happened? You heard it at the very beginning. The Seattle Seahawks had their biggest margin of victory against this offense, against the AFL or AFC champions. Just unbelievable that we rallied the way we did.